That is the bottom line of generosity. The opposite of generosity is greed. And greed is like glue, you know, stickiness. So generosity is that solvent, is that something that removes the attachment, removes the glue, that stickiness, and allows the flow to occur. Fundamentally, so non-attachment is, so generosity actually is the manifestation of non-greed, non-attachment. The first experience I had of generosity was when we were growing up, we were living with a landlord along with other tenants, and the landlord was, it was just a mean character. I have a lot of compassion for him, but he would give just 8 buckets of water to each tenant. In India, you don't have a 24-hour water supply. And so each tenant would get only 8 buckets of water, no matter what. And he would have his tank full of water. And he would waste water, but the tenants get only 8 buckets. And so the tenants used to suffer, right? Including ourselves. But his wife, after he's done distributing water, he would go into the house and have his breakfast and take a nap. So during that time, his wife would open up the taps, and all the tenants would take as much water as they wanted. And I still remember that. I think that was a great act of generosity. Just opening up, you know, it's symbolic, you know, just that opening upness, opening up the tap, not hoarding, not storing, sharing. You know. That's why I remember that distinctly as the act of generosity. Another thing comes to mind is how we deal with our children. You know, we're kind of generous when it comes to children, right? Doing without expectations. That's generosity. Do we expect anything back from our children? Although we do so much for them. But boy, when it comes to your spouse, even your parents, brothers and sisters, we got all kinds of expectations. So how can we be generous to everyone? Just as we are generous towards our children, doing without expecting, how can you practice that generosity in all relationships? And third aspect of generosity is courage. And it's actually similar to what you were saying. No apprehension, carefreeness, you know. It's hard to be courageous without being generous. But if whatever you have done in your life, if you kind of reflect on it, and any act of courage or even creativity, if you were to contemplate and go deeper into it, you'll realize that it was driven by a sense of generosity. There's that trace of generosity there. When I remember when I started my first business, My wife was expecting our first child, and we had a little bit in savings, but not much, you know. If I was sticky and greedy, meaning attached to whatever we had in the bank or whatever resources we had, I don't think I would have taken the courageous step of starting my own business. Especially expecting a child and, you know, taking that huge risk. There was this generosity towards, I wasn't attached to my bank account or the number in my checkbook, the number in my bank statement. That letting go of the attachment to something gives rise to courage. Letting go of attachment to false sense of security or safety, that letting go-ness gives rise to courage and risk-taking and carefreeness. That's generosity. In fact, you know, there are two types of millionaires. Right? A rich millionaire and a poor millionaire. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand the concept, but I've never heard it before.
What's the difference between a rich millionaire and a poor millionaire?
The rich one's not attached to the money.
Generosity is the difference. Yeah. A rich millionaire is truly rich because he's not clung to his number in the passbook, his bank account, is willing to invest that money into other endeavors and let it flow, let it grow. Entrepreneurship actually somewhere is rooted in a sense of generosity. You know? And a poor millionaire is greedy, meaning attached to the number, which gives him a false sense of security. So he's constantly in the fear of loss, fear of poverty, constantly. Although he may have $1 million in the bank, but is he really rich? You know? So anytime there is attachment, stickiness, there's no possibility of practicing generosity.
So he can be as poor as somebody who has nothing because he's afraid of having, losing it all. Or he still has the same fears as somebody who doesn't have anything.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just having $1 million doesn't make you rich. Absolutely not. Richness and poverty is a state of consciousness. You know?
There's no joy in being a millionaire in greed.
Right. Just like you were saying, if you have nothing and you're constantly worried about something, right? And a millionaire has some money in the bank, but he's also constantly worried about something. Fear of poverty, fear of loss. The state of consciousness is same, right? So although the common thought is that unless you are greedy, you cannot be rich, and there is that movie, right, Michael Douglas or something, it says greed is good, and it's totally false. The only way to become wealthy and rich is to be generous. Literally. Generosity is emotional, meaning it is an emotion, and the financial generosity is just one aspect of that emotion. But you're absolutely right. Basically, generosity is about decreasing self-interest and increasing self-respect. Really. those who are generous, they have less self-interest. Everybody would agree with that, right? To the extent we decrease self-interest, to that extent we become generous. And generosity will always bring self-respect. Always. So we can, you know, phenomenologically define generosity as the mental ability of decreasing self-interest and increasing self-respect. The reason I am adding the word self in respect is because people can misunderstand sacrifice as generosity. Yeah? People give their life away, or they'll give everything away, and, or kill themselves. You know that sentiment of sacrifice, that is not generosity. Sacrifice is the near enemy of generosity. If you're not feeling self-respect, then you're not being generous, you know. So the self-interest reduces bit by bit, bit by bit. Self-respect increases bit by bit, and it increases to such an extent that we become selfless. All due to generosity.